Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shasta Unmasked. This is Jessica.
Jess is back.
Woo-hoo.
And this is Shay.
And tonight we have Supervisor Tim Garman with us from Shasta County. Welcome, Tim.
Good evening, everyone.
Uh-oh, we can't hear your mic.
Not here.
Okay, we'll have that fixed here in a second. Technical difficulties. But we hope you like our Never Trump song. It's going to continue replaying all night long for the next hour while we talk about the election. This is our special election show where we're going to talk about everything election. You can call in tonight. We're taking callers. We would love to hear what you have to say. Did you vote today? That's my first question. If not, you have approximately 1 hour and 54 minutes to go.
Hey, try speaking up.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
There you are.
There we go. Technical difficulties fixed. Okay. We are live at the KCNR radio station, 96.5 FM, and our phone number is 530-605-4566 or 67. You can call either line. Feel free to call all night. So, Tim, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your first thought on elections?
Let's get it over with.
let's
be done, and let's move forward and let the chips fall where they may, then maybe we can start to heal this country.
Right. That's exactly how I feel.
I do feel like there's one positive thing that came from this Trump phenomenon, and that is I feel like we've kind of taken democracy for granted for a long time.
Mm.
And seeing the hate and the all of this stuff that he's been spewing for the last many, many years, but especially this last year, talking about becoming a dictator and wanting to, go after those that are among us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's finally waking people up. Roe v. Wade, you know, something that in my lifetime, I took that for granted.
Right.
I took my right to control my own body for granted.
And all the work our grandparents did
to get us here.
To get that right.
Yeah, to get us to where we are. So I'm hopeful that our voices will be heard tonight.
I'm hopeful, too.
Cautiously optimistic, or I heard someone say today, nauseously optimistic.
That's how I feel. Definitely nauseously optimistic.
Uh-huh. But you've got some skin in the game, though.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more concerned. Well, I don't know. I don't know if more concerned is the right word. I'm equally concerned, but since I live here in Shasta County, I'm more concerned about our local races, mainly the supervisor race for
District 3.
District 3, yeah. So Mary Rickert has been working her behind off for a year now for this election.
Yeah.
Because first the primaries, she got hurt herself. She had to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to find somebody else to run. She couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So she stepped back in to run again.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, working with Mary this past year, I have never met somebody that works harder than her in my life. Mary, I look up to her so much. She's just, mm-hmm. she's so amazing, full of knowledge and mm-hmm. relationships with people that she needs to have for our community. Like, we're lucky to have her. And if we get her for another mm-hmm. 4 years, that's amazing
mm-hmm.
news. And our county would be pretty unintelligent if they vote otherwise.
Yeah, the key word you said was knowledge.
Right.
Supervisor Rickert has so much knowledge, and it's been amazing since I became a board of the supervisors as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten the chance to get to know her, and whenever I have something that I just don't understand, I can go to her, and she has the answers, or she has mm-hmm. who to go talk to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That kind of knowledge is so desperately needed.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard some of the debates they had, and her opponent, I'm not even going to mention the name, didn't even know what the measures P and Q were.
Right.
It's like, how do you not go to this at least do a little bit of homework, a little bit of
right.
studying? You don't care that much.
No.
Right?
I mean, I shouldn't know more as a constituent sitting in board meetings weekly just for the fun of it than someone running for supervisor. And when he said he wasn't familiar with them, I about, you know, my mouth was dropped open. I thought, oh my gosh.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
And institutional knowledge, that's what the word I was looking for.
Well, yeah, we're losing that all across the county.
Yeah.
But that's not really an election necessarily, but I guess it kind of falls into that. Because if we elect the wrong people, then I guess we're going to push more of the institutional knowledge out.
And that's part of that Trump phenomenon as well. Find loyalists, not people who actually know what they're doing.
Right.
Just find people who will be loyal to you, the king in the seat, and we know who that is right now.
Right.
And it's, yeah.
It's a sad time, but you know what? We're going to get through it.
Right. So tonight for those of you that don't know, we could talk a little bit about the problem going on at the elections office right now with
Can we pause for a second? I want to give a shout out to our election workers.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, our holy ROV team, Tom Toller, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was skeptical when he was hired, but I will have to tell you, the man is honest. And he's doing the job that he feels is right. He's not going to let our elections be wrong. He's going to make sure everything is done correctly, to a T. So I'm not worried about the job Tom Toller's doing. But I do want to say thank you, and thank you to Joanna Franceschi for sticking around and staying in this fight.
Yes.
Right? Because it's a battle.
Gosh.
I mean, we've lost 10 out of the 21 people in that office over the last year.
Right.
She is a saint.
Had she walked out, we probably would have lost
more.
And nobody would have blamed her.
We're so lucky
because if that was me, I would have quit.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. To know that you have...
Well, it talks about the type of person she is, right?
Absolutely.
It's more than just, her.
Right. It's not about her and her job. It's about her
it's about the people.
Loyalty to the community. And
it's just like Supervisor Rickett, the same way. She does not need this job.
No.
She does not... I'm going to say she doesn't want it because she's in the race.
Yeah.
But she doesn't need it. She doesn't need the stress. She doesn't need the headache. She doesn't need the bullying that goes on against her.
Yeah. She's doing
this for the people.
To save our
She's doing
county.
It for the people.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And I agree. I'm right there with you. I was hesitant about Tom Toller to begin with. But hearing him and his press conferences the last couple of days, I really was impressed with his willingness to throw himself on the line. Say things that needed to be said, and he literally said, I have a line, and I don't care who you are. If you cross it, I'm ready to go to war with you.
Yeah.
And he said his number one goal was to protect his staff, which I also was impressed with, and he has a plan to deal with that if things arise. Mm-hmm. And he's leaning on Joanna a lot, which also is good because she's the one with that institutional knowledge, the only one
which
really.
Which is why it's so unfair that she didn't get position to
it is
with.
Yeah,
so unbelievably unfair.
So what I was going to talk about is that what's going on at the elections office right now, that it's making the election more difficult, is the fact that we're still not sure who, but either the heart machine or the printer created ballots that aren't showing up on the reader.
overspray
was the printer.
Yeah. Oh, it was the printer.
From as far as I know, it was the printer that was the problem, not necessarily the heart machine.
Okay.
But it had such a minuscule amount of overspray, you couldn't even see it with the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, when you hear that, you look at the ballot and you say, okay, well, if I make a little pin mark that goes a little bit here, I didn't mean to, it's going to get caught. It's going to make sure it's counted correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a good thing.
Yeah,
that's
a good thing.
This is a good thing, no matter who's voting or how you're voting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing because we want the votes to be accurate.
Right.
And Tom Toller wants them accurate as well. And if we have to redo some of these ballots, then so be it.
Right.
They will be right. Those old ballots are going to be kept. They're going to be locked up.
Yeah.
If something never gets challenged, they can go back and show the duplicates match the original ballot.
Right.
But it is taking more time. That's
the concern.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it's going to take more time. So because what they're having to do is copy the ballots and for the ones that are rejected, and currently 50% of them are being rejected. So that's a big amount, and they are concerned about the amount of staff they have. And he was saying today that he's hopeful that at the precincts those ballots don't have the problem, because so far the one batch they didn't.
Good.
So that would be really great, because those are the ones that have to be counted tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they do have a problem, he said they're not, the staff would have to have no breaks, no bathroom, like no lunch, anything. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, because they don't have enough staff to run them because they've had lost half their staff.
They've lost 10 of 21 people over the last, 6 months?
And they're currently pulling in people from different, Nola Short was in there working.
Right.
They're pulling people in from every department to help. And he called it voluntold. They're being voluntold to come help.
It's just so frustrating.
And we should say, I mean, our listeners probably already know, but why are people quitting? Because they're being harassed. They're being villainized.
Yep.
They're being treated like they're the scum of the earth
when
they're working harder than, you know.
You know, it's like this. I'm glad you brought that subject up because we have lost so many people. And as a supervisor, I don't know more than the employees working in a said department, right? So we have other supervisors going into these different departments, telling them how to do their jobs.
Right.
Could you imagine, and what kind of work you've done in the past, Jessica, but whatever work you've done, you had some outsider come in who knows nothing about your job. You're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to put up with it?
I did have that happen.
No matter what career you have, nobody's going to want to put up with that very long.
Right. Yeah.
And we have that going on in every single department.
Yep, right.
It's a problem.
Yeah. So for the listeners that don't know, the other day there was a young man that quit working at the elections office, and he was full-fledged ready to talk about why.
Mm-hmm.
And he noted that, it was because of harassment, particularly our supervisor, Kevin Cry, who came into the office and was just dismissive and rude and harassing the election staff. Mm-hmm. And so that article came out. There's several articles, actually. Yeah. There were some national news organizations at the meeting to talk about that and specifically ask questions about that of Mr. Toller.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Toller was a little bit hesitant to talk about it because he said it was personnel issues. And I asked him if, in general, he could tell us if he had received reports from employees in regards to Mr. Cry's behavior at the elections office. And he said, yes, he has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we hope that now with the news attention on it, especially, he's going to be extra cautious to make sure and treat Mr. Cry and any other supervisor like they're a person.
I don't think so.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Nope.
You think Kevin is
not Kevin.
Oh.
Mr. Toller.
Oh.
Well, hopefully with a little more of a spotlight.
I thought
on
we
him.
Were hoping Kevin would pivot.
No, because at one point he did admit to telling,
Break time?
We have to go to break, but we'll talk about it when we come back. We'll talk about kids' gloves when we return.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. I never liked racism. I'm a never Trump guy. Xenophobia. I'm a never Trump guy.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. I never liked racism. I'm a never Trump guy.
Racism. We don't like Trump. Racism. So, welcome back to Shasta Mask. We're live at the KCNR radio station, 96.5 FM.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Ashley.
Oh, hey. Look who
woohoo. Let's give them our number real quick. You can call in and chat with us about election stuff. Anything election, 530-605-4566 or 67. Give us a call and let's chat. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, worked out the rest of the technical difficulties and we're all good.
Good. Nice. All right. So when we left, we were talking about kids' gloves. So our ROV toller told his staff, and he admitted to deal with the supervisors with kid gloves, quote unquote. And he said what he meant was that they are, you know, the authority of the county and they should be treated with some respect. I don't know if I believe that.
As a supervisor, I would tell you, if I'm in the elections office, mm-hmm. I'm just an observer.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm in there trying to throw my weight around,
yep.
then I should be booted out of there immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I think, too. So he, but I think that after the big to-do about it, I think he might change his tone a little bit because he's got to realize now that they're... has been many reports, and he needs to pay attention.
And I'm sure there'll be many more reports to come.
Yeah,
I don't think this is going to go away. I think the Leslie Morgans and Mike Freeman's kind of mm-hmm. opened the door for people to say, you know what, I've had enough.
Right. Yep. I think so too. So, Ashley, hi.
Yes.
How are things in your neck of the woods, Ashley?
Mellow, like mm-hmm. super mellow. I went and dropped off my ballot in a drop box last night. I had a lovely mm-hmm. walk over to it. It's very close to my house. I've just been keeping a close eye, as everybody else probably has, national and local, watching, you know, Facebook Live videos of what's going on in Shasta, of course, because I watch that very closely. And, what you're saying about supervisors being out and kind of throwing their weight around, there seems to be a little tiny bit of that going on out at the earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that should certainly be noted.
Yeah. So the other important races going on here, we have city council races. Today I saw Ian Hill in the elections office. Who else did I see there? He was a... observing.
I don't know. Anderson City Council doesn't have anybody worth voting for. FYI on that.
I talked to Darren today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Anderson.
It was a very nice conversation.
He's a nice guy.
So we could talk about that for a second because this kind of leads into another topic we wanted to talk about. But so to change topics to opioids and fentanyl addiction. I'll just spring right in there.
All right.
So today I made some posts on Facebook and asked if people had a loved one that had died from opioid or fentanyl use to comment or message me. I got so many responses that I cannot even keep up with them. And at first I started responding to each one individually with voice notes because I wanted to share the story of my brother, who Riley, who died in 2019 from a fentanyl overdose. He was 23 years old. He was in EMT school, had a future ahead of him, and had no addiction issues that we were aware of. He was found at a creek with a fishing pole in his hand, and 8 months later we found out that he had died of fentanyl poisoning. Mm-hmm. And so we know nothing else still to this day. Don't know how he got it, where he got it, mm-hmm. what happened, and we'll never know. Mm-hmm. And so I was responding to people, sharing my story with them and asking them if they would be willing to come to the supervisor meeting next Tuesday, a week from today, where they're going to be discussing, and maybe you can elaborate on this for us, tell us about it a little bit more, but they're going to be discussing the, is it $200 million?
No, it's going to be a total of $39
million. Oh, 39? Why did I think it was that much?
No, it's 39, and okay. We won't have all that money at once either.
Okay, so $39 million from the opioid settlement. Yeah. And so at the last supervisor meeting, Kevin Cry and, well, all the supervisors came forth with some ideas for what they wanted to spend the money on or thought they should. And Kevin, or not Kevin, I'll let you explain what you and Mary proposed.
Well, what I'd like to see happen is I'd like to see more experts be involved.
Right.
How it's going to work at this point next Tuesday is people in the public who think they have a desire to get involved and have the cure could come and give us a six-minute presentation.
And then anybody?
Yes, pretty much anybody.
Oh, so just for so public comment's going to be 6 minutes?
No, it's not public comment. If you have to bring forward a presentation, you have to get it into you have to get it into the county's clerk of the board by 5 o'clock Friday.
Okay,
for what you're going to present. Mm-hmm. Okay, but anybody who does that is going to come in and they're going to have their 6 minutes to speak, and then at the end of the day. As the way it stands, Supervisor Cry wants us to decide where this money goes,
right.
Which I think is a colossal mistake.
Yes.
Because this is way beyond my capability of knowledge and anybody on our board.
Right.
Supervisor mm-hmm. Rickert has the most knowledge, in my opinion, being involved with the mental health for so many years.
Right.
And just her wealth of knowledge, I think she has the most to give. And even she doesn't really want to make a decision next Tuesday.
No.
This is something that is a chance for us to make a difference in our community for many, many years to come.
Right.
And we have to get it right.
Right.
And if we're just going to come in there and say, we're gonna run roughshod over everybody and we're going to do it our way because our way is what matters.
Right.
It's going to be a mistake.
Or to our pet organizations that we want to give the money to.
Right.
You know? Not that they're not all doing good work. I mean, they all are all doing good work. But
well, right. And one of the things I brought up last week was, like, why don't we couple this with some of the Prop 1 funding?
Yeah.
Let's put a presentation together for springtime. I'm not trying to kick the can down the road completely with this, but if we can put a project together to build some mental health facilities that can house 15 or 20 people, mm-hmm. we need so much. We need so much with this.
Yeah.
But $39 million is nothing it's a lot of money,
yeah.
Right?
So I feel like there should be a series of public forums and some workshops even. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should have experts, not like CEOs of organizations or executive directors of organizations, but experts in the field of addiction, recovery, mm-hmm. childhood addiction, mm-hmm. Maybe experts from cities that have actually done the job of
implementing
ready
programs, yeah,
getting rid of mm-hmm. fentanyl and opioid crises, and hear what they did. I don't know if you know, but there's currently it's like a liquid that you drink that's a psychedelic, and it's being used in Mexico mm-hmm. and in other countries. And it's working, mm-hmm. and the FDA just approved a study to be done on it at UC Davis. Mm-hmm. So things like that, like what if we could be the forefront, like the very first state that has a clinic like that, that's actually solving the addiction.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, we got to solve the addiction, and obviously prevention is a big part of it as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure we're putting money into the school districts and SCOE as well
mm-hmm.
To help educate our children on the dangers of this.
Yep. And not just pamphlets that the kids are going to throw away.
Right? It needs to be much more than that. There needs to be visits from somebody to lay it out. When third graders are vaping in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have a Just Say No campaign.
No.
That's not how this works.
No.
Yeah.
No, and Red Ribbon Week is a great thing, but it has to be mm-hmm. so much more. We have to figure out a way mm-hmm. to get into our schools.
We need consistent education, constantly educating about it. We're having conversations all the time.
But instead, what it looks like is Cry and his cronies want to delegate where that money goes, and they don't need any experts to tell them
where Cry,
it should go.
In my opinion, Cry's thing is he thinks, like always, he's the king. He knows
mm-hmm.
everything. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
He's an expert in every
field. He is a self-proclaimed narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
He has said he is a narcissist himself. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to tell him at that meeting that these are your narcissistic tendencies coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stop and think. Make a different choice.
He's not going to pivot.
You know, like it's
third grader. I am not hopeful that Cry will pivot.
But
that's part of.
But like, lay your ego aside and let's calm down.
That's not going to happen with him.
And the thing is that he was the one saying this in the beginning when he first became a supervisor, if you remember.
He's never going to lay down the ego with a pride. Yeah. He will double down.
Break time, guys. Right. And when we come back, I think Ashley had something to say.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
Sorry, Ash. We'll be back.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We are back. Sorry, I couldn't get the song going this time.
Welcome back to Shasta and Mask. We are live at the KCNR radio station, 96.5 in downtown Reading. Our phone number is 530-605-4566 or 67. And we are taking calls all night long. We have about 28 more minutes until our show. And we have a caller now on the line. Go ahead, caller. Tiffany, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great tonight. How are you?
I am great. I'm excited for you. I hope you win, and
thank
I hope
you.
Mike wins for my district.
Thank you.
But I wanted to say, and I'm the one that supposedly, quote, threatened the election's majority up there yesterday.
Oh, the election commission, yes.
Yeah. Whatever. anyway, I did not.
No,
I want to say
not.
I did not.
I heard you.
Okay. Real quick. I want to say, do you guys remember the times, and Jess, you're younger than me, but when I was 18 and started voting, the first thing my dad instilled in me was, your votes are private, you don't have to tell anybody how you vote, who you vote for, and all these years up until 2020, there was never a problem. If our people lost, oh well.
Right.
Try again next time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Let's go back to that.
That would be awesome.
And getting on the fentanyl opioid thing. So incoming Supervisor Plummer had an awesome meeting, I think it was last month, that I attended. And I get his emails regularly. And, he's doing it the way that Supervisor Garmin and Supervisor Rickert, you know, are proposing. It's like, let's not make a decision on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Let's get all the information.
Yes.
You know, and he's listening to those of us who've had experience, you know, and what those experiences have been and what works and what hasn't worked.
Except for he's not a supervisor yet, so I hope that he comes and presents that information before they make the decision.
Tiffany, he's absolutely correct. That is how it needs to be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I hope we can somehow pause this, but we'll see what happens next Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, like any other job.
What time is the meeting next Tuesday?
9.
Is it in the evening?
It's in the morning. It's a special meeting in the morning. All we will be discussing is the opioid settlement.
And it's at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Will they have public comment?
There will be public comment. I'm not sure if the public comment is going to come before the presenters or after.
Okay. Jess, and I promise I won't threaten anybody.
You did not threaten. All right. Thank
Keep
you for calling.
Keep up the good work. Sorry I won't be at Maxwell's tonight. Good luck, Jess. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the board.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was nice.
That was nice.
Ashley, did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. What were you going to say earlier? Do you remember?
Well, when you guys were talking about the opioid dollars thing, I remember something from the last meeting whenever Kevin was looking for ways to circumvent the rules as to what they could apply those opioid dollars for and try to get that for more enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that fundamentally needs to be remembered during this whole process is just like we learned when we were doing the budget hearings, how every department works together like a series of gears. And when you underfund one of those gears or take one out completely, the entire machine fails. Mm-hmm. You can't just add, you know, a spoke in and expect it to fix the entire machine. You have to support the whole thing all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the most important part of getting multiple people together to form a cohesive plan where all of these things can be split up. And it's absolutely brilliant to start to use some of that Prop 1 money. I think there was another grant that was coming through, too, that could be used in order to support that and to support these things as well and have them all work together and really get every bang for your dollar
absolutely.
That you possibly can. And I think that just, oh, God, any way that you possibly can, hammer that home during those meetings, because the only way that it's going to be, I mean, I know it's going to be a real hard fought battle because you have the island in the middle that seems to control everything. Mm. But at least, you know, informing the public that is how this has to work in order for anything to be effective and for it to have longevity. You cannot do that without an all encompassing support system. For the whole thing.
Yeah,
I will give it my best, Ashley, and more than likely this has already been decided. But we still have to try. We still have to push it with everything we have, and I will continue to do that until my last day in office.
What about Dr. Moo, the public health director? Has he spoke on this?
I have not heard anything from Dr. Moo.
He's incognito.
Have we heard anything?
A public health epidemic. Have we heard anything from Dr. Moo?
Not on this. I have not. I did talk with him the other day briefly, but we talked about diabetes, which is close to my heart.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out for that real
quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. This Saturday there's going to be a diabetes walk at the Sundial Bridge. I think it's 11 to noon. Maybe it's 10:30 to noon.
Okay.
It's wear blue shirts, come out and support the diabetic community. The Lions Club will be out there. My daughter will be out there.
Yeah.
And of course, I'll be out there as well.
Great.
And we'd appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Sounds
good.
Okay.
So, do we want to talk about let's see, how many more minutes till break? Mm-hmm. We have some minutes. Do we want to talk about the national election? Dun, dun, dun.
It's scurry.
Scary.
Do we have any updates? Let's see. I've been trying
to not... Obviously, we are a left-leaning radio show, so We are never Trump women.
Never Trump women. Never, ever, ever.
Yep. Speaking for us three women.
I blame Trump. I do. I blame Trump for where we are in Shasta County right now. I really, really do. Because leadership matters. Mm-hmm. And when people look to, you know, when they look at national leaders, that's where you get your cues, you know. And when all of this, you know, election fraud stuff is being pushed, all these conspiracy theories, it trickles right down. Mm-hmm. And where we are right now, like, again, we're looking at loyalists instead of looking at, you know, trying to find people who actually know what they're doing, experts in their field. Nobody wants to even consider that. Instead, they want a dictatorship at a county office. Like, it's insane to me. This is something that's supposed to be a nonpartisan position, you know? And so I just think that the hatefulness, the rhetoric, all of that can be blamed on him and everything that he's done in the last 15 years.
Yeah. It started in 2015 when he was running.
Yep.
Because I vividly remember my exchange students were here, and that was the year that their classmates decided to give them fake deportation notices at one of their high schools here in Shasta County.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And it was all caused from Trump's campaigning about immigrants.
Yep.
And that hit us here.
Yep. And then during COVID, it was, you know, I was teaching then, and we had students coming in and burning their masks in front of their teachers, refusing to follow any protocol. And that all trickled down. It trickled down from the top down.
Mm-hmm. And now it's teachers you're sending that TikTok about Trump saying you send little Johnny to school and Johnny comes back as a
girl. Yeah, you just like that. Go to school and they come back.
Mutilating your children.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we're sitting in school board meetings where school board members are repeating that kind of stuff.
And I was talking to somebody earlier. And they said, like, what is the end game? And that really got me thinking because I thought, what is the end game? Yeah. So we get rid of public education, get rid of teachers, get rid of public health officials, get rid of any kind of county leadership, all of these things that make our whole world go round. Mm-hmm. And now what?
Yeah.
We're left with a complete disaster.
Well, like, I was watching that Fox Morning show when Trump was on the other day, and they asked him about the Department of Education, and he says, yes, I want to close it down and replace it with one person. And then he looks at one of the commentators and says, it could be you. Maybe it'll be you. Like, that's how much thought is put into something as big as the Department of Education.
Yeah.
Tear it down. That's all they want to do is tear it down.
Burn it down, tear it down.
And can I comment real quick about this? Because I'm a Republican, and you guys are, you ladies are you just said you're a liberal show, which I obviously have respect for you, or I wouldn't be here, and I have respect for your show. I voted for Trump twice.
Mm-hmm.
I did not vote for him a third time.
Mm-hmm.
I did not vote for Kamala. Just going to put that out in the record, okay? Mm-hmm. But, Shay, you mentioned the hatred.
Mm-hmm.
That man has spread so much hate.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, I don't know how people don't see it.
Right.
I truly, from the bottom of my heart, don't understand why anybody even supports this man at this point in time.
Right.
The hatred that he is putting out to these people, it has trickled down to Shasta County and other places across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's scary. It's scary when our election workers feel so threatened by one of us that they quit their job.
Right.
And they're scared for their safety and they leave the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Right. Yep. Well, we have people here threatening civil war.
Yep.
Militia people threatening to, you know, and during COVID, we had the person that went to the county board room and threatened to hang people, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie was threatened with being drugged behind a cart with a rope.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been death threats. So they have a reason to be scared. It's a frightening place to be in.
It's sad to me.
And Trump, I mean, January.
Mm-hmm. January 6th.
2020. When, you know, we're afraid of something like that happening here.
Mm-hmm.
I have another friend that's in the Bay Area that's, a police officer, and they're on high alert for this week. Very prepared, more than they ever have been for if something like that were to happen.
Yeah.
And, it's, it's a scary place that we're in, and mm-hmm. it's interesting when you sit when we were sitting in the elections office, and the people observing seemed literally confused about mm-hmm. why people are scared.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, "Can you give us one instance of where somebody was threatened?"
Oh
God!
Why do you think they're scared?
But most of these people don't know that. They truly don't understand that it's been like that, right?
Yeah.
You have this group of supporters of Trump's that are just so far out there. Mm-hmm. Not all the let me make it clear. Not all the Trump supporters feel that way.
Right.
They're not all crazy people, right?
Sure.
But there's such a good percentage of them that are mm-hmm. that they're just mm-hmm. scary. And I'm sorry that we're dealing with this, and I can't wait to get through it and start to heal this country.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Well,
it's time for us
to take a break again. And when we come back, we'll have our last segment. So if you want to call in, make sure you call 530-605-4567. Or 67. We'll see you when we return.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. I'm a never Trump guy.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of a conversation with James Tutorius, plus we'll welcome back screenwriter, journalist, and film historian Robert Crane. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I never liked him. Welcome back to Shots Unmasked. We're live at the KCNR studio, downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, 530-605-4566 or 67. Please call in and talk with us. We've only had one caller all night, and I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds funny.
And there is a watch party next door.
Well,
three, four doors down. At Maxwell's tonight.
We're going to go have a couple of drinks and have some food and watch our phones glued to them because results are going to be coming in, first results in 1 hour and 13 minutes, 8 o'clock. And then we're supposed to have an 11 o'clock update and then a midnight or so for tonight.
Yeah, for our local,
for our local election.
Election night for people like us is like the... It's the apex for people like us who are terminally online.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, totally.
We're refreshing.
And it's not very refreshing.
This can't be good for our health.
No.
Any of us.
No.
But I guarantee the last 2 years have been worse for our health.
Yeah.
True.
This is like the say the word, somebody.
I'm still stuck on poop from last week. That was my word of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Good word.
It is a good word. Damn it. I'm bringing it back.
Bring it back. I'll bring it back with you.
Thanks. Oh, gosh.
So we were talking at the break about Elon Musk's radio interview this morning with Rogan.
Oh, and Joe Rogan. I've lost all respect for Joe Rogan.
I know. And Elon said, if Trump doesn't win the election, it's going to be our last election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
so.
It's Trump
so ominous.
Said that
little, what do you think he meant?
Well,
did he elaborate at all on what he meant with that?
If he did, I didn't hear him. I wasn't listening very closely, especially after that. I was probably like, click.
Wasn't it Trump that said that Christians wouldn't have to vote again if he won?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, he sure did.
I wonder
say
if he's got it backwards.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. He's going to be a dictator.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know. All I can say is I'm hopeful that, like with everything throughout history, eventually love wins, peace prevails, and we'll keep working. I'm an idealist. I can't help myself.
No, I know. We all hope for the same thing.
Yeah. And
but it seems less and less likely as the years go on, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hope tomorrow, whichever way it goes, that we as a community can work together and move on and move forward. And I really would like to just put Trump behind us, to
that's
be honest.
That's why I'm so focused on our local election, because I feel like that's what's most important here.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what happens with the presidential election, if we can get on a good path in our county, then I feel like we can be okay, at least at home.
Yeah. Yeah, our local elections, especially this go-around with District 3, it is so important. We can really kind of start to undo some of the wrong that's been done.
Yeah.
And fix some things. So our local election here, I agree, it is very, very important. And hopefully the turnout is going to be amazing for this election cycle. It seems like it's been busy.
Yeah, it was wrapped around.
My wife and I dropped off our ballots last night at the elections office, and there was a good line.
This morning it was wrapped, or all day it's been wrapped around the building, down the road, around the building.
Good.
More than I've ever seen in an election.
Yeah. I was reading something just about 2 hours ago that they're saying the same about universities, that they're having record numbers of students.
Oh, and I asked the election guy, because I thought, why are all these people standing here? Just go put your ballot in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking that must not be a good sign, because if they're sitting there holding their ballot, needing to wait hours in line, they must be on the other side because they're not trusting the election. But I asked the worker, I said, so, you know, what are all these people standing here for? And he said, most of them need to either register or they lost their ballot or something like that. So I was like, oh, okay.
These are the Christmas Eve shoppers.
But to me, that shows.
You would be shocked. Every social media platform has the easiest thing that pops up, forces you to see it on how to register.
Uh-huh.
And yet still all of my friends somehow didn't register till today. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
But I mean, it made me hopeful to think that all these people are standing in line for hours just to get their vote in. And I noticed people's step was different.
Yeah.
While I was watching people walk up, they were walking up with like a power.
Mm-hmm.
Voting is a power.
It is, but right? a not normal. Like I just felt more.
That is why
determination and like power in people today.
That's why I like to do it in person.
Yeah,
I didn't this year. I dropped mine off 4 or 5 days ago, probably in the box. But because I started a new job and my life is crazy right now, but. There is something just very powerful about watching democracy in action, no matter which way it goes, and getting to talk to the sweet little, usually it's sweet little old ladies that are working the polls, and it's just, there is something, I don't know, it feels good to know that we live in a democracy.
Yeah.
We still have a free country. We can vote, and our
voice matters.
Like I said, no matter who wins tomorrow, as long as people voted, then it's the will of the voters, and we'll move on. And if we don't like the outcome, then it can change in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to vote. People have to vote. And for so long, the last few election cycles, at least locally, our turnout has been just disgusting.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have good news with that tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, I hope people have been listening and watching, paying attention, especially to what, and I'm guilty, but 4 years ago, I didn't pay attention to local stuff at all. I just thought, they're doing what they're doing. I didn't even know the names. I would have to call friends and be like, okay, who is the good, people who were paying attention that I trusted. And I can tell you that this was the easiest ballot to fill out ever.
Right.
To be educated, like it's like taking a test that you didn't prepare for if you're not paying attention. And
I
this
was
year,
a school teacher in you again.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And now, yeah, it was super easy. I was like, yep, yep, nope, nope, definitely not.
I got so many messages and phone calls and texts
so
from
I.
people.
I was honored, actually.
Yeah, how can, who are you voting for? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who should I vote for this and this and that? And mm-hmm. I even exchanged messages with some people mm-hmm. asking them the same thing yep. for races I wasn't familiar with, mm-hmm. mostly school boards.
Yeah.
Because if I couldn't get a question asked or if I didn't know the answer, I was reaching out to other people.
Yep.
But and I always told people, thank you so much for checking. Thanks mm-hmm. for asking.
Yeah.
Thanks for voting.
Yeah.
And tell all your friends.
Yeah.
You know,
I relied on an old teacher of mine that I trusted, and I would always call or text him or email him back when it was email mm-hmm. that we would communicate and say, who do I vote for? But, yeah, I was honored to be one of those people now. I feel like I am informed, and yeah. Which that's a double-edged sword, too, because once you know, you can't go back.
Yeah.
But we've got 5 minutes, Jess.
Yeah. Great. So what else are we going to talk about?
Yeah, great. We're at 188.
Along,
go ahead.
Sorry, along those lines, too, what you were talking about, you know, about voter turnout and stuff, I hope that in 2 years, no matter what happens today and tomorrow, I hope that in 2 years people will remember how important midterm voting is. Because those are things that really do affect local elections and are most related to your self-interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, if you're politically motivated at all, or if you're paying attention to what's going on in your community. Yeah, midterm elections are
right, because
underrated, but equally important.
Yes, actually, that is very correct, because there'll be 2 supervisor races in 2 years as well. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mary would have won at the primary, we wouldn't be here 6 months later today, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, a little bit about the timing of election results in Shasta County. Like I said earlier, at 8 o'clock, what is going on here with this microphone? All right, stay still. Okay. A little bit more technical difficulties. The polls close at 8 o'clock, and we should have first results shortly thereafter.
And we'll post them, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll be posting them. Mm-hmm. But remember, these are not final results, nowhere near it. Then we'll have another result at 10:45, between 10:45 and 11, the ROV said. And then another one when they're fully finished counting for the night and they go home, they will first post those numbers. But he said there will be many updates to come after that, and
it'll be a slow process with having to redo some of these ballots. Yeah, there's no getting around it.
So we really won't know any solid answers until we know the solid answer.
Yeah. Last election cycle, it was like weeks before we knew, mm-hmm. like with the recall.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Ugh. But you know what? As long as it's right, it doesn't matter how long it takes.
Right.
As long as we make the deadline, obviously.
Right. True.
And one thing we should have talked about, but it's a little late now, was hopefully the supervisors will certify the election.
Oh.
So I've had a lot of people ask me about that, and obviously it's Tom Toler's job to certify whether we do or not. So we make sure the public understands that, because we're going to get a lot of people coming in if the races don't go one way, asking us not to certify the election. And that could be a sore subject in the coming days.
Yeah.
I feel like Chris Kellstrom really wants to get reelected, and Kevin knows that maybe he's done enough damage. Chris will probably vote to go ahead and certify it, I think.
I don't know about that. I don't think any of them will. I mean, they didn't want to certify the last election, did they?
No, they did.
Patrick was
the only one. Okay. But I don't know. They're already. I think it's going to depend on the president winning or not.
Yeah.
If Trump loses, they're going to be like, no, there's fraud.
Of course.
But of course, if he wins, they'll still have to vote if Mary wins. They're going to be like, okay, well,
Yep. Well, it's an easy scapegoat. If you start saying that ahead of time, then, you know.
Yeah,
well,
you're building up your excuses,
mm-hmm.
right?
They've been saying that. And my response was, They're preparing the psychology for when they lose.
Absolutely. And that's coming from Trump down, right? For all these little local elections.
Because Trump can't handle losing. So he's gaslighting his own self.
Gaslighting. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of pre-cope.
Yep.
Well, we only have 1 minute, so please let Trump lose. Go Kamala.
Never Trump.
Please just let Mary Rickard win.
He needs to ride off into the sunset to Mar-a-Lago and play some golf.
Yes.
Enjoy his retirement.
Trump will lose tonight. Yes. Let's put it in the universe.
Yes. Manifesting it right now.
We'll wake up in a few days and we will know for sure that we have the first female black president ever. Thank you, guys. We will see you next week on Shasta Unmasked.
I'm a never Trump guy.
Racism.
I'm a never Trump guy.
Xenophobia.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.